We turn now to the death of Anna Nicole Smith. An autopsy will determine how she died after collapsing at a Florida hotel. Her death became a major news story because of the outrageous life that she lived. That was the sound of photographers who surrounded her 2 years ago in New York City. She wore a white blouse with pink swirls, reportedly her favorite color. Appropriately enough, it was an event to promote the National Enquirer.
When you look at Anna Nicole Smith, on the surface, you see a very beautiful woman.
Larry Sutton is a staff editor at People magazine.
You're saying, on the one hand, this is not a great actress, this is not a great singer, this is not a great dancer, and yet she's in show business. What's her skill? Well, her skill is she's a model and she looks pretty, and in this country, that's considered a talent. And she's in the public eye. She is someone that people are curious about just because she's had a lot of ups and downs in her life.
Anna Nicole Smith was born poor in Texas, dirt poor. She dropped out of high school, worked as a topless dancer, and then still in her 20s, she met and married a billionaire tycoon. He was 89. After he died, the battle over his estate went to the Supreme Court. She starred in a reality TV show, posed for Playboy, and appeared on the covers of countless celebrity magazines. On the surface, a fun and silly life. Kurt Anderson writes a column for New York Magazine and hosts the radio program Studio 360.
We are interested in her despite herself. She is some kind of guilty pleasure for America because here she's, you know, a stripper whom we ought not to be interested in. But there she is, this American creation that is famous for being famous.
Then last September, Anna Nicole Smith's only son died at 20, just days after she gave birth to a daughter. People were unexpectedly moved. And so it happened that for the last few months of her life, the story of Anna Nicole Smith took on a sense of sorrow.